The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Denver Adams says we're going to be a playoff team this year if we play a full 16. If Drew Locke is what they think he is, yeah, I think you can be a playoff team, especially with an extra playoff team in there. But I also think you got no shot of winning that division. Unless the Chiefs have like multiple major injuries.
Let's face it, a Patrick Mahomes injury changes the face of that entire division.
It does.
It doesn't even have to be multiple. It would just have to be an injury to him. I'm for the Rooney Rule. I like the idea of making sure teams are at least interviewing minority candidates, and it's not always just a good old boys club, because I think that's what the NFL had turned into. But rewarding teams for hiring black coaches seems incredibly patronizing.
Well, my first thought is, in this day and age, if that's what you have to do to get people hired, that's pretty messed up. But obviously, the program that they have isn't working, and you know, a lot of these cats that they're hiring, man, aren't good coaches.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780. ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz with the likes and the message. If Aaron likes it, he will read it. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You missed the first 2 hours. That's some of what you missed. Been kind of a fun Friday today. So go back to podcastarena.com and check it all out. And did you see that pizza Josh Ennis tweeted at us?
Yes. God. I'm hungry now.
Oh, that looks fantastic. So, yeah. I want pizza so bad, and the wife nixed it. So the compromise is wings. So I'm going to do
wings. Oh, okay. Is she making you eat meatless wings?
No.
Okay. I know she's trying to turn you into a vegan.
No, we cut back on, well, pre-Rona, we had cut back on meat quite a bit. We'd had like 2 days a week where we wouldn't have any meat, which, I mean, I was fine with. But, you know, in the Ronaverse, all things change. You know, whatever the hell I'm on right now. And yes, there's going to be a significant diet here at some point, but it is not this day, AJ.
Yeah, I'm going to have, I decided today, I'm like, you know what? I was thinking, because I've been thinking, well, if I do end up going down to the river, I don't want to look like a big fat toad on the river. But then I was like, you know what? That's bitch thinking. I'm going to go in here. I'm going to be fat on the river. I'm going to crush 100 beers on the river. And then when I get back home, I'll start eating right. I'll start working out more, and I'll get my bleep together. But I can't start thinking like I'm some chick that's going to be wearing a bikini. I'm a man. I'm a man, Fred. If I want to be fat on the river, I'll be fat on the river.
I've embraced my Lebowski. I mean, I'm just growing the hair out. I'm shaving about once a month.
You know how many times I've shaved since this pandemic started? I shaved the first day we were home. We were working from home. I shaved my beard completely, and I haven't shaved since.
I've maybe two or three times. It's like I let it grow. Like I'll shave before I do this thing on Sunday, since people are going to see me on.
Don't do it, man.
So, no, I'm. But I'm.
You can't worry about what they think.
Well, it's. Somebody was asking, can I ask you where you learned this that you're presenting? Did you come up with this or learn it from somebody else? Well, some of you guys might not know this. There was a time I was the professor of communications at San Jacinto, 2011, somewhere in there. And this was one of the classes that I taught based on some things that I picked up from textbooks and things that I had learned in the newspaper business and things I've learned in the radio business and how you can apply all of this to communicate better. That's all. And I've done this presentation for a law firm, for a couple of law firms. I did it for a bunch of nurses once. So I always kind of tailor it to whatever, whoever I'm talking to. So this one will be general. So it'll apply to pretty much any any communication you have to do with it. Now, I will warn you, there is one part of this that you're going to find out that your significant other isn't nearly as interesting as you think they are. And don't blame me if you wind up getting divorced or breaking up. Just
okay.
That's my warning. Somebody asked, what's the best local wings in Houston? Well, I like Big City Wings. I like Pluckers. Those are really good, both those places.
Agreed.
That's probably the only places I go. So, and Longhorn Dimitri says, keep your mask on. You'll look more presentable. Yeah, thanks.
That's a good move. You know,
it probably is. But, yeah, you know, and just one last thing on the mask. If you think those things are comfortable for me with the beak I have, I mean, honestly, bandanas barely fit around my head because my nose is so damn long. And it's not comfortable, but oh well. We do what we must, sir. Man, I watched a movie last night that I don't even remember the name of it, but if you come across it, do not bother.
Oh, okay. I'll be sure to not watch that one.
Well, I'll tell you, like, Al Pacino's in it and Carl Urban is in it. And I figure, well, Pacino, it's got to be decent, right? And Carl Urban, I love. As you know, he's in The Boys. He was in Chronicles of Riddick. He was in Red. I love his acting. And this was a murder mystery. And I have to say, it was the most cliched, worst written thing I have ever seen.
Well, that's exciting.
It was like, so if you come across it, and somebody will know the name of this, and I just kept waiting for it to get better, and it didn't. It had something to do with The Hangman. That might have been what it was called.
Yeah, it was called The Hangman. But,
yeah, okay, so it was called The Hangman. Don't waste your time with it. It's, it is really, it's just, everything that happened, I'm just like, okay, next cliche. Yeah. next time.
I want to tell people what's going on with our boy over at Kobo's Q, and you might want to get your orders in. Have you seen these tacos that they're doing?
No.
These birria dias. I don't know even how you say it. They look amazing. Every time you post a picture, I'm like, oh my God, I got to go get some of this. But they are pre-ordering them for Tuesday. They're only making 400, and I think he said they sold 200 of them in the first 30 minutes. So if you want to get these on Tuesday, then you may want to order them in advance. But they look amazing. I'm going to be having some. So if you want to get in on that, at Kobo's Q on Twitter, find him and hit him up, and he'll you place your order with him, and he'll get you moving. But yeah, I'm excited for Tuesday lunch all of a sudden.
Well, I'll tell you what, the next time he makes something that isn't good, it'll be the first time. So those sound amazing. He also just said he needs to bring us his Shiner Chipotle smoke wings. That sounds amazing. Yeah, I'm in on that.
Senior Sprinkler says, on the river, do you prefer skiing or wakeboarding? He says, I'm into jet boats now. Water skiing requires a lot of energies and muscles I need for work. Snow skiing seems just as fast and is less work for the speed. When I go to the river, on the Frio, there's no boats on the Frio. It's just tubes. I sit in a tube and tie a tube full of beer to my tube, and I float for sometimes 8 hours a day. There's no work involved. No skiing, no knee boarding, none of that stuff. When my cousin has a house on the river down in Brazoria County, and we'll take their boat out, and I'll do some wakeboarding. I'll do some skiing. Skiing's a little tough on my knees these days, and on my shoulder, to be honest. I still need to have a shoulder surgery, but it can be hard to hold on to that thing, and it can be hard to work your way up. So probably more wakeboarding than skiing for 39-year-old AJ, but I enjoy both.
Yeah, that's one thing I love about when we go to the lake in the summer, as long as it's not too cold, which, believe it or not, the last 2 years it's been too cold to get in the water, at least for me, because I'm a wuss. And I'll just get on a tube and float on that lake, you know, for hours at a time, and then usually some of the cousins will bring a boat, and so we'll go water skiing once, or wakeboarding. And I'll tell you what, man, that is always that next day, I'm never more sore in my life than after we go wakeboarding or water skiing for a day. But, you know, mostly I just float around, or kayak sometimes, but mostly I just float around. I love it. 832 says, hey, next time try talking about great diets. See if you motivate me. I'm literally waiting for a pizza outside for Telly's, you SOBs. Looks pretty damn good. Oh, hey man, I mean, it's the Ronaverse.
I'm almost always dieting. Nobody wants to hear about that. They just want to hear about good food.
Yeah, and usually people are mean about whenever we're dieting. So, you know, it's like, oh, well, you're not going to change your lifestyle. You're just going to get fat again. Well, yeah, that's why I'm always dieting.
That's why I diet. I diet so I can get to a comfortable weight. Then when I get there, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to celebrate by eating and drinking a whole lot of stuff. And then I get fat again. And then I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to start dieting again. It's a simple process. Why would it's I diet
the one thing
if I were already skinny?
Good
That'd
point,
be dumb.
Sir. Yeah, the problem for me is the older I get, the harder it is to lose weight.
Facts.
It really is. It's once you get like, there was a time where if I want to drop 30 pounds in a month, I can do it. No, not a problem. And now it's like drip, 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 drip.
Yeah.
So I'm not letting myself get as fat so that I'm not, you know, it's not so hard to get it off again. But, yeah. I'm probably about a week away from, okay, it's time to start dieting. Nobody wants to hear that. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And we're going to take a quick break. Please don't go anywhere. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Back when I was feeling unforgiving, I know I pissed you off to see me winning. See the igloo in my mouth and I'll be grinning. Yeah. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. 100 deep when I roll like the army. Get my bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow.
This is the Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN.
ESPN
97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Happy Friday, Friday. Hope everybody's having a good one, except for those of you who apparently... 832 says, first time in 2 months getting caught in traffic. I've been an essential worker through this pandemic. I do not miss this traffic. Yeah, throw the rain on top of it, too.
Yeah.
And you get that. Somebody else, what are you doing your sober time? I have cut back to, like, Mondays and Tuesdays, I'm not drinking. And then next week, I'm going to add Wednesday to that.
Oh, boy, and that's a brave move. 3 days in a row?
Yeah. But... yeah, because I admit I was drinking way too much throughout this thing, and including like on Sundays where I just get up and start drinking again. So I had to cut back a little bit. And also, speaking of which, I think I'm going to try that pepperonis this weekend because they've been advertising on the station.
Yeah, I haven't tried it before.
So
Lamont was asking about it. He asked about Mod. I love Mod. I like that you can go in there, you can get exactly what you want put on your pizza. And then it's like a personal size pizza, and it's done in 5 minutes. Like, it's a really easy process. So my kids don't have to bitch about what's on their pizza versus, you know, I want this, I don't want this. I can get as much garlic. I like fresh garlic on my pizza, and my wife thinks it's disgusting. So I can get as much as I want and, you know, not have to worry about it. She wants vegetables on her pizza. Cool. Get those vegetables. That's what you want.
Yeah, I'm old school, man. I like meat and cheese and lots of it, you know.
But I'll eat some onions on my pizza. I'm cool with some onions.
I'll do mushrooms. I'm not big on onions, but I'll do mushrooms.
And I can do some arugula, I guess, if I feel like I need to get some veggies in me. But I don't like peppers on my pizza. I'm not into that.
Somebody
definitely
wants to
not
know
olives.
Olives
are the worst.
Yeah. Oh, no olives. I don't like anchovy or pineapple on pizza. I don't like that kind of stuff. And I know there's people who swear by it, but, you know, keep it off my pizza. Somebody wants to know, has RJ kicked us to the curb?
I don't think so. We just haven't had much to talk to him about. As soon as sports are back, we'll be right there back with him.
Yeah, and, you know, we may catch up here pretty soon as things start picking up.
Oh, he just sent me a check, so he's not he hasn't kicked me all the way to the curb.
He hasn't been Ronad. We know that much. I'm probably going to just check in with him this weekend and see how things are going because we haven't talked in a while.
But, when the pandemic hit, his phone was broken. So the only way to get in touch with him was email.
Yeah, I remember that because I sent him a text and didn't hear back from him. So when I sent him an email, like, oh, well, yeah, my phone was broken. Mag bought the Whitmire's, said, thanks a lot. Just to realize it was 110 proof, two people damaged to the bottle. There's only half of it left. And that was, what, 2 hours ago?
Yeesh.
Oh, God. It is good, though, he says. So
hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, man, make sure you get yourself some cheers if you're going to do
that.
Can I give something to the people if they want to bet on the ninth race at Santa Anita today?
Sure.
There is a first-time starter that I like quite a bit in race 9. He's number 4. His name's Big Mel. He's a Bob Baffert first-timer who has been running like a monster in the mornings. And it's an angle with Baffert when he's first-time starters with older horses. He's a huge percentage, and especially when they have what we call bullet works, which is the fastest work of the day going in. And the heavy favorite is another Baffert horse who's already run a race and ran second. And these two worked out together 2 weeks ago and basically finished in the exact same time. So this guy has every right to beat his stablemate this time. 4-1 morning line, and I'm hoping to get that. I've already got my bet in on it, and it's about half an hour away from the race. So just for those of you who like to play horses, there you go. Number 4, Big Mel in the ninth at Santa Anita today.
All right.
And I probably will have some plays on Churchill and Santa Anita tomorrow. It just depends. Someone 3 says, live next door to a Pepperoni's. I've walked there every other day for pizza. That's a, you know, that's a good endorsement.
There you go.
It says, homeless guy just started cleaning my window in pouring rain, tried stopping him, and he kept going. Is it bad that I didn't give him change? You know, I don't carry cash. I mean, very rarely. So I try to tell him, don't do it. I don't have anything for you.
Yeah.
I don't really like them coming to my car anyway. I don't like people coming up next to me in a vehicle. It just it makes me uncomfortable. So I'll just tell them flat out, I don't carry cash, I'm sorry. And yet there are many who will persist. Man, I just need this. I go, yeah, well, guess what? I don't have it. You know? Now, what I will do is sometimes if there's one I'm sitting outside the store, like I'll pick up a sandwich and give it. I mean, I'll buy a little extra sandwich or something like that. And give them that. But, yeah, I don't do it for a lot of reasons. But, I mean, it's not like especially living downtown, if I were to give everybody who asked me for money, I'd be broke in a day. I don't feel bad. Just try to tell them up front. Of course, I don't know why he's doing it in the rain. Because your windshield wiper should be going, right? So how's he doing it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'd be turning on my windshield wipers. That's one way to, you know, avoid that situation. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Do you see what your buddy Tillman Fertitta said about whether or not the NBA season comes back?
I did not.
I basically said it's up to the players.
Did he blame China?
No, I'm pretty sure he's
learned his lesson.
Well, that wasn't him. That was Maury.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, he was pissed off about it. But he says, really up to the players.
I thought you were talking. I don't know why I heard you say, in my mind, I saw Maury's face. My bad.
Oh, well, that's because he was trolling the Astros earlier in the week, and that's probably why. But Tillman via ABC 13 said, it's really up to the players, and if they want to play, gosh, I want to watch them play. But if they don't want to play because they're worried about their safety, I'm fine with it. It's totally up to my players. The distraction of sports, that's part of our psyche, and sports is religion. And, you know, we feel like we have a really good team this year, and we're excited to play. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's a good attitude to have. It's like, hey, if they want to play, we'd love to do it. And If not, if they don't feel it's safe, that's great.
Well,
through two, so.
I'm curious to see what the play. Didn't they do like a vote? Didn't they send something to the players and say, hey, do you want to play or not? Did we ever get the results of that?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
I never heard them.
Somebody asked, have they ever thrown the sandwich back? No, I will. I'll ask them. Like if a guy asks me for money while he's sitting there, I'm like, no, I don't have any cash, but do you want a sandwich?
Yeah.
And if they say yes, then, you know, it's, and you know,
who doesn't like sandwiches?
Well, and you know, granted, it's the sandwiches in a gas station, so it's not like they're the greatest, but, you know, at least I feel like I'm doing something. Somebody says, I'm with AJ on the whole garlic on pizza thing. It's excellent. Also, try fresh cilantro. It'll change your life.
No, I don't like cilantro. I mean, I can eat cilantro with like in Mexican food, but if there's too much cilantro, if they're over cilantroed, I get mad.
Yeah, I like a little cilantro, but I don't want too much of it. Yeah, I guess. Do you see what the poker tables look like in Hialeah?
Yeah, that looks like a real thrill, huh?
Yeah, and four-handed.
Yeah,
I'm gonna pass on that. I'm not really interested in four-handed play.
They've got to get they've got to open up online poker, or what they really need to do, and I really think this would be a really smart thing, is build a poker table, and have it where there's computers built into the table, and you've got your chips are digital. So you don't have to handle chips. You get out, okay, they sanitize the computer monitor, the touchscreen, and the next person sits down. But on it, get rid of the chips, and hell, maybe get rid of the cards themselves. I don't know. But
well, this probably before your time, but I was out in Hollywood Park. I want to say it was around 2002, and they actually had tables that were just like that, where you put your money into the machine, and that's how many chips you had, and then the cards were dealt by a computer, and you could look at them the same way you do your real cards, and they really thought that thing was going to take off. As it turned out, it really didn't, but boy, it would work now.
Yeah,
and I didn't hate it. I mean, it was hell, it was poker, so I didn't care, but. But they invested a lot of money in those machines, and they had like three of them. And I remember the guy who was in charge of the room at the time was, you know, walking me through it and saying, "Oh man, this is the next big thing. It's going to be great. It's perfect for people who like playing online." Never quite took off, but you know, and now Hollywood Park's gone. Although
right.
The casino's still there, since I got to visit that when we were out in L.A. But yeah, and it was really cool. It was like a 10-handed table, and there was room between them, so you weren't sitting on top of each other like you are at a real table. And it just one of those things that never quite caught on. All right, let's take a quick break. Man, I wish I knew what the company name was. I'd like to invest in that now. Might be interesting. All right, we'll be right back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
We'll be right back.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Dad, we're back on The Blitz. I don't know if you saw Lamont's tweet, but he said, my son just said, Dad, you really need to try Hawaiian pizza with pineapple on it. I put that mutant in a full Nelson. We don't mix fruit with cheese in this house, bro.
Apples and cheddar, that can be good.
I'm kind of with him. I'm not militant about it, but yeah. Jason asked, are there any racetrack apps you recommend taking a shot with your recommendation at Santa Anita? I use BetUS Racing, which I think is BetUSR now. I think it's .com. And MyBookie also has a race book on it. So both those guys advertise with us. So either one would be just great. Jeez, it's already 6:34.
Yeah.
Wow. I guess that's what happens when you start.
Time is flying.
So, do you have anything on the? I guess you're going to have your fight picks will be on pregame, correct?
Yeah. They'll be up tonight.
Okay. Any general thoughts that you want to share with the public on it?
I think there's some solid fights on there. I think that I'll throw one pick out now. I think there's real value on Alistair Overeem in the main event, just because. I don't know if you've seen the story of Walt Harris, but Walt Harris was the dude whose daughter got kidnapped and murdered. I guess it's probably 6 months ago, and it's a real gut wrenching story, and it's a feel good story that he's back in the cage and you know he's fighting for her and things like that. But from a pure skill set matchup and just most guys fight with a lot of emotion. And he's obviously going to be fighting with a lot of emotion. But sometimes if you're fighting with too much emotion, it can go the wrong way. And it's just a bad matchup for him. And there's a chance that Walt Harris could get him out of there early, but I think that Overeem's going to eventually grind on him and probably actually take him down and finish him. So and Overeem's a plus 130 dog, so I think there's value on Overeem in that fight.
Cool. Well, I will I will piggyback on that one.
All right.
And, yeah, and I'm going to get Jerry's soccer picks from him. So tomorrow I'm going to be betting soccer and UFC and horses all day.
Good day.
And probably drinking. So I just saw this just came over that the IndyCar street race in Toronto, which was scheduled for July 12th, has been canceled. They've extended restrictions on festivals of over 200 people through July 31st. I kind of get we're supposed to go to that concert in Toronto in August. I'm pretty sure that ain't happening.
Yeah.
Which is too bad, but, you know, I they're being pretty cautious about everything up there, and it seems to be working, but, you know, that's what sucks is this is not just concerts, but, you know, film fests and all this. This is prime time for all that over the next few months, so. That's another thing that's going to damage the economy. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Was there anything you wanted to get to here before the damn show ends on us?
No, I feel like a lot of people were today, I guess we're talking about the Blake Snell thing more and, you know, Bryce Harper backing Blake Snell up. And I felt like I needed to reiterate that this isn't about, you know, and we know it as well. You know, sometimes you can be stubborn and say, no, I know what I'm worth. I'm going to play for what I'm worth. But when the alternative is zero and not playing, it just seems to me like you'd be willing, most people would be willing to say, you know what, realistically, who knows what the future economy looks like? It's hard for me to say, yeah, $2 million isn't enough for me to play 80 games of baseball this year. Like, I just can't picture, like, a world where that could happen, especially, I mean, let's say this thing is still going next year. There's no fans in the stands next year. At what point do you say, okay, I should probably start securing some dough?
Yeah, I honestly, people have really strong opinions about this. I know Creighton's on the other side of it, which is you know, usually where he is when it comes to my opinion on things, which is cool. I think both, and I know the owners need to quit leaking stuff like that, and the players need to quit talking about it, because it is a bad look right now to sit here and fight over money in a situation where so many people, so many fans of the sport can't do anything. I mean,
right.
They've lost their jobs. They have 36 million people unemployed. I mean, it's just a bad look for them to sit here and quibble over their millions. And they really should just say, you know, keep that internal, man. I mean, because you want to, now is not the time to turn people off to your business. And I guarantee you that's going to do it. And yes, it's millionaires and billionaires fighting over millions. Well, just do it privately, man. I just don't see anything good that's going to come from that. And Blake Snell needs to shut up. Trevor Bauer needs to shut up. Scott Boras needs to quit acting like this is normal and this is how you negotiate. And, you know, whether, you know, what's fair and all the stuff that, oh, well, but the owners never opened their books and they've never done this. We're in a different situation. And if you can't adjust to that and you can't learn to live with that and do it behind closed doors, then you're kind of an idiot.
Yep.
Before we get to the last segment, did you see that Bro Bible ranked the Avengers based on who would make the best drinking buddy?
No.
I'm kind of curious.
Yeah, I'm interested in that.
Yeah. Well, here's, they ranked them the top 16.
Okay.
Number 16, Vision.
Yeah, not great.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
I'm going Black Widow is my first choice.
She's up there. Number 15, they have Professor Hulk.
Yeah, no.
14, they have Doctor Strange. He's kind of a know-it-all.
Okay, yeah, I don't want to drink with him.
Although, if you got him drunk, he'd be interesting. 13, Hawkeye, who's just not interesting at all.
And he's mean. No thanks.
Yeah.
He's angry. 12, like, that's the kind of guy you know if he's drunk. He's like,
he'll start shooting arrows at you.
Yeah, I don't need that.
Spider-Man at 12, he's not old enough to drink.
Yeah, he's underage.
Yeah. The Scarlet Witch, 11.
Seems low.
Does
although,
seem low.
Although, that's a dangerous game to play. You know, well, you're hooking up with that chick.
Hey, we're just getting drunk, and I'm listening to her accent and complimenting
well,
her on her
religious powers. Let's face it. If you're getting drunk with a chick like that, you know where you're trying to make the night head.
Well, yeah, but I know I have no chance, so. Number 10, War Machine. Way too high.
Way yeah, too probably high. So.
Here's another one that's too high. Number 9, Captain Marvel.
Yeah, she's very dull to me.
She's intense and
cool powers though, but pretty dull.
Yeah. Number 8, Black Panther.
That's a tough one. Yeah, I don't think I'd really want to get drunk with him either.
Number 7, Captain America.
No.
He can't get drunk.
Yeah, I think that's overrated too.
Remember in the first movie when he said, "Oh, you could drink all the alcohol and he can't get drunk anymore."
Yeah, yeah, I'm out on him too. There's very few Avengers I want to have a beer with, to be honest.
Well, we're going to get to the ones you'd want to. Number 6 is Falcon, who ordinarily I should be interested in that, but I don't find him that interesting.
No.
Okay, number 5, they have Black Widow.
Yeah, I would drink with her.
Number 4, Bucky Barnes.
Now that would be That's interesting. Could you take his arm off?
Well, yeah, like Rocket does in.
Yeah, and that also Guardians. Reminds me, we haven't heard any of the Guardians. Are they going to be in this game?
Well, here's your top 3.
Okay.
Iron Man.
Okay.
I could party with Tony Stark.
Yeah.
You know, remember the first movie on the plane? Yeah, that.
And he's buying.
Yeah, I'd be so down with that. Number 2, Ant-Man, which. I like Scott a lot.
Yeah, he seems like an okay guy.
And number 1, Thor.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. They make him very relatable in that last movie. But
yeah, especially Lebowski Thor. I'd love to get drunk with him.
I would almost prefer to drink with any of the Guardians of the Galaxy versus Avengers.
Well,
except
yeah,
for the green chick. She doesn't seem all that fun.
Oh, she looks fun to me.
But the raccoon and the Drax... And that the tree, I would drink with those guys.
Oh yeah, and I mean I love Chris Pratt's character. I'd get drunk with him any day.
Yeah, he's all right, too.
Somebody does say Dr. Strange can magically refill your beer.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Well, that is true.
So can Tony Stark.
I don't remember him doing that.
No, he's just got the money to say, bartender, bring us another.
Yeah, it's kind of like the line in Justice League when Flash asks Batman what his superpower is, or Bruce Wayne, and he says, I'm rich.
I'm watching Birds of Prey tonight, by the way.
Cool. I'll be interested to see what you think of it.
Okay.
And 281 says Scarlet Witch will fill Fred's Red Witch fetish. That is true.
That's true.
And she's got that accent.
Yeah. You like that accent.
I love that accent, man.
You like when I talk like this?
No, I don't.
It'd make you horny.
I do like when you talk about CBD, though.
Okay. Yeah. Well, okay. Then fine. I'll talk about CBD. Listen, man, I've been a CBD advocate for a long time, and I believe that it's got a lot of benefits. Whether you want to sleep better, or you're dealing with everyday aches and pains, or you've got anxiety, there's a lot of things it can help with. And CBDMD.com has the highest quality stuff at fantastic prices. It's THC, third-party tested. You're not going to get any kind of trouble for taking this stuff. It's safe, it's pure, it's effective, and it's all backed by a 60-day money-back guarantee. They've got great customer service. They'll answer any questions you've got about the products before, during, and after the purchase to make sure that you're making an informed decision. And their prices are outstanding, and they're even better right now. Because you go to CBDMD.com right now, you put in the promo code ESPN975 at checkout, you'll save 20% off your order. That's CBDMD.com, promo code ESPN975, and save 20%. CBDMD.com.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, and 5 minutes to post for race 9 at Santa Anita. My horse is 2-1 now. They've I think people know the angle here with Bob Baffert and 3-year-old starters. So his other horse is 3-1. That's the one I thought would be favored, but apparently Baffert's been talking this one up too. So 2-1 is what you're getting on it. I still like him at that. All right, let's run some stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
I've never heard anything good about fentanyl.
Yeah, I've never heard anybody. You know what? I got a really great high off fentanyl last night. It was it was just the right amount. No, I always hear like, oh yeah, there was like a tiny speck of it mixed into my cocaine, and I died.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that team basically doesn't play for 3 weeks.
Oh, excuse me, Fred.
Good one. 442. Wow. Pete Valkyrie says she's getting there. I'm being free of it. Test results came back negative, but still have some leftover Simpsons.
Symptoms
still lingering. Symptoms.
Leftover Simpsons.
Simpsons, yeah.
Yeah. Like Maggie, the forgotten Simpson.
Yeah, but.
Because it's all nonsense.
So.
Are you doing your show outside today?
No, why?
Well, it sounds like the wind keeps blowing.
Oh, no, that's because I don't have a mic cover on this thing. It's probably me breathing.
Oh, jeez, Fred. So. I'm going to be the listener that gets annoyed by you breathing now.
Fine, I'll stop breathing.
Stop breathing. Just do the rest of the show without breathing, please.
If you like Rick and Morty, then I think you'll like this.
Oh, jeez.
All right, that's 2 in 10 minutes here. Maybe on to
hard
today.
Working hard. Yeah. Well, my Red Bull's gone. I just finished it.
Ah, okay. Yeah. That doesn't mean you're done.
No,
I
maybe
have faith
not.
In you.
Guess who takes the mound tonight for the Dinos?
Oh,
Koo Chang Mo. Let's go get him, Koo Chang Mo.
Yeah, you should form the Ku Chang Clan and root for him.
Oh, that's actually that's a really good nickname. If I start a, if I'm ever in a game, that's the that's what I'm going to hold up a sign, and that'll be the section. But pretending like you're interested in a conversation with Anthony Weaver, like that somehow gets you hyped up, that's garbage. That's lying to your audience and pretending you're interested in something you're not. Or maybe it's not. Maybe you are actually interested in that, and again, you're a weirdo, if that's the case.
Yeah, I am. You're not the person I want to have a beer with.
No.
I like interesting people who have...
How about a nice glass of milk, Fred?
Oh, yeah, I'll get that. I'll jump
right
on that.
Hey, man, let me tell you.
Randy says Bradley Cooper is Rocket Raccoon equals Fred Fowler.
I think the Rocket is one of Fred's nicknames on Wikipedia.
No, it's not, and we don't need to be adding anymore.
The Syrian Rocket, they called him.
Boy, that has some implications that I don't want to get into. Didn't mean to disrespect the Ku Chang Clan.
And I think they have the Wiz again tonight, and then Lance Zierlein is a Wiz fan. Oh, it's going to be so glorious tomorrow when I get to rub it in his face, in his Wiz-covered face.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
Wiz-covered face? A32 says, it's only assuming Scarlet Witch is attracted to a sports talk radio degenerate legend, which I think she totally would be, until she saw my face. Like, once the mask came off, that'd be the end of it. So, I hate to break it to you. There's no women that find me attractive. So, it certainly wouldn't be a badass Scarlet Witch. But she did bang Vision, and
that's true.
You know, maybe there's a chance there. I don't know. All right. So, any weekend plans other than not getting rained on tomorrow?
Watching the fights. My kid was supposed to have one of their kind of awkward baseball practices where they're spread out all over the field doing different things at different times. But that got canceled because of rain. And, yeah, just watching that movie tonight, watching the fights tomorrow. And may try to make some barbecuing happen.
Nice, nice. Yeah, well, I'll be doing that free seminar on Sunday. If you're interested, please hit me up tonight, either via DM or email me at faour975@gmail.com. We got a bunch of people coming for this thing, and you know, I promise you'll learn something, and it'll be less than an hour of your time. Most of you, it'll be 40 minutes, and the last 15 or so, we'll talk fiction. So if you're an aspiring writer and you kind of want to, or you just want to ask some questions about the book, like why did I create Boudreaux? I'm happy to answer those. So, it'll be fun, and so that's really my plan. That, and as soon as I'm off air, go pick up some wings and then drink, and then probably don't stop until Sunday morning is the plan.
All right.
But we shall see. We shall see. Aaron, you got anything going on?
Trying to stay dry. I was originally going to go try to fix something at my grandparents' house, but they went out of town for the weekend, so now I'm just going to sit at home and probably play PlayStation.
What's your game of choice?
Right now, thanks to Courtney, I'm hooked on MLB The Show 20.
Everybody's playing The Show.
So, nice. Yeah, I've been doing that. I did the Road to the Show and everything, and unfortunately started with the Astros, got traded to the Cardinals, and I'm on my fourth season, I think.
Mm. The Cardinals must have had some inside information on you.
I mean, I won Rookie of the Year when they traded for me. So.
What position do you play?
First base.
Oh, okay.
Started in the outfield, but I built my character a little bit too chubby, so they were like, hey, you want to move to first base? I said, yep.
Well, he's got a quarantine gut.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that actually sounds like fun. So, that's pretty quiet for me. I said that Churchill Downs opens tomorrow, and there'll be another really good card at Santa Anita, so if you guys are... or horse betting, I might tweet out a few plays. We'll see how it goes. Depends on how my four horse does here in about 30 seconds. So, yeah, and then make sure you check out Jerry Bono's if you're going to play the soccer, because he is a soccer legend. All right, that is going to wrap up the week. Man, this went by fast this week. I think
this is
the fastest week we've had. And maybe not slowing down like it was in the beginning. Great job by A.J. Hoffman. Let's just say that. Great job, Aaron Rabel. I was okay today.
You know, You've been worse.
Just okay. Yeah, and that's all right. I'll get better, and I'll be even better on Monday. All right, Till then, stay Rona free, bitches.
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
ESPN 97.5.